The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In the Parsha, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, we have a Parsha which deals with Shabbos. And Hashem said to Moshe, saying, and you shall speak to Israel, saying, Aches Shabbosai Tishmeru, you shall guard my Shabbosos, ki osi beini uveinechem lederesechem, because it is a sign between me and yourselves for all of your generations. Lodas, in order to know, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, I am the God who has sanctified you. What is this doing here, Parsha of Shabbos, in the middle of Meleches HaMishkon? We have here, we're learning about the building of the Mishkon, of the sanctuary. Why all of a sudden do we come to Shabbos? So Rashi explains, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, v'ato afal pi shevikadeticho letzavosem al Meleches HaMishkon, that even though I have commanded you on the building of the sanctuary, al yikal beinecho lidches es haShabbos, but nevertheless, you shall not be lenient with the laws of Shabbos to permit yourselves to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Bnei Eisa Malocha. And then Rashi continues, ach es Shabbosai tishmoru ach afal pi shetiyor adufin uzrizim bezrizus Meleches Shabbos. Even though Altitchem Iponeho, excuse me, Aval Pishitio Rudufin was reason, Bizrizus, but Bizizu Malocha, Shabbos Altitchem Iponeho, that even though you will be very busy and consumed with the building of the Mishkon, nevertheless, you shall not desecrate the Shabbos. Kolachin Varakin Mutin, Lemai Shabbos Mimelechas Mishkon. Similar to this, we have at the beginning of next week's Parsha Vayakhel. There also, it begins with Sheish Shomim Teosim Malocha Ubiyeh Mashvi Yalechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabboson Lashem, that for 6 days your work shall be done, and on the seventh day you shall rest. So Rashi again tells us, Higdim Lahem Azor Shabbos Tzivu Yimelechas HaMishkon, that before Moshe commanded them in the building of the sanctuary, he again instructed them he instructed them on the mitzvah of Shabbos to tell us Lema She'ina Deches HaShabbos, that how important the Mishkan is, you cannot desecrate the Shabbos. Now this in particular refers to the building of the Mishkan. There were a number of avodas, of regular services in the Mishkan that would take place even on Shabbos and take precedence, but this refers to the building of the Mishkan. Now here we can, if we give some thought to this, we can see from here the enormous importance of Shabbos, because we're speaking here of the building of the Mishkan, which was the house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'asu li migdosh v'shachanti b'seichom, make for me a place where I can dwell amongst you. So this was his house, the Beis Hashem. And this was the greatest level which came to Klal Yisrael. When we list all of the levels, for example, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach and the Dayenus, that Hotzionami Mitzrayim, he took us out of Egypt. He split the Red Sea for us. There we speak that he gave us the Torah. He brought us to Har Sinai and he gave us the Torah. And then after that, he gave us with the Torah an additional level. Hichnisonu L'Eretz Yisrael. He brought us into Eretz Yisrael. And then the final mila, the greatest level, was Bono Lonu as Beis HaBechira. He built for us the Beis HaMikdosh. So we're speaking here of building the house of Hashem and the greatest spiritual level that Klal Yisrael has. And still, Al Titches HaShabbos. Don't build it on Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, the building must stop. Everything must cease until Metzei Shabbos, until Shabbos is over. So, now, how much more so can one learn from this when it comes to our own needs, our own necessities? That if, when we're building the house of the King of the World, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shabbos should stop. So when it comes to the building of our own houses, or taking care of our own needs, how much more so? Al achas kama v'kama, we can, thousands and thousands of times, we can make a kal v'chaymer in regards to this. And actually, it is proper that when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, it should stop on Shabbos. Because we brought last week in the Shir, the Gemara brings a Masechta Megillah. I believe it was last week or the week before. I think it was last week. Gemara brings a Masechta Megillah, Daf Yudam at Beis. It states, Vayhi Bayei Mashmini. Later on in Parsha Shmini, it uses the word Vayhi Bayei Mashmini, and it was the eighth day, and the sanctuary, the Mishkan, was inaugurated. And it uses the same phrase, Vayhi, at the creation of the world, Vayyere Vayvoker, Yom Echod, that it was evening and morning, the first day. The Gemara darshins, the Gemara expounds, Eisa hayom ha'yisosim chalivnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyem shenivro shamayim va'oretz. We see a parallel between the two. That the day of the building of the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, the completion, was a simcha to Hashem, just like when He built the world, the heavens and the earth. And from there we learn that the Mishkan was a world in itself, and it followed the format of the greater physical world. And what do we find by the physical world? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped His building on Shabbos, no matter how important it was. It states, Vayechulu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished all of His work, Vayishbayis Bayim Hashvi, and on the seventh day He rested. So therefore, it is proper, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He built the world, He still stopped all of the work, or He made sure to finish all of His work before Yom HaShvi'i, before Shabbos, because even the creation of heavens and earth did not take precedence over Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to the building of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, which is this an Olam Koton, which is a miniature world, also it cannot take precedence over Shabbos. And therefore, Aches Shabbosai Tishmeiru, that even though you have the command of building a home for Me, but on Shabbos you must cease. And again, from here we learn, if Shemayim Va'oretz, heaven and earth, had to stop when it came to Shabbos, and the building of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, then how much more so Ma'ase B'nei Adam, when it comes for our own needs, that we must stop when it comes to Shabbos. Then we read that it states, Ki Osi, it is a sign between you, between Myself and yourselves, for all of your generations, to know that I am Hashem who has sanctified you. A few psukim later, a few sentences later, it repeats this. States Vishomru Vene Israel Sashabos, Rasesis Hashabos Lede Reshambris Olam, that Bnei Israel guarded Shabbos, Beini Uvein Bnei Israel Osi Leolam. Between Me and the Bnei Israel, it is a sign forever. For 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heaven and the earth. On the seventh day he rested and he was refreshed. The Gemara brings in Masechta Menaches Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Rebbe Kiva Eimer, Rebbe Kiva said, Yochel Yaniach Odom Tfilin B'Shabosis U'Miyemim Tovin. Should a person put on Tfilin on Shabbos and Yontif? Tamal Eimer, the Torah says, V'hoye le'os al yotcho u'letotofes bein einecho. The Tfilin shall be a sign on your hand. Mishet Tzrichin Os. When is there a mitzvah tefillin? When you need a sign. Yotzu Shabbosis v'yamim tovim shehem gufen os. But on Shabbos in Yontif, which they themselves are a sign, then you do not need the sign of tefillin. Rashi brings our posuk. So here we see that Shabbos is called an os. It is a sign between Hashem and us. And therefore on Shabbos we do not need other signs, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore we do not put tefillin on. And the Mechilta brings and that it says Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, it is a sign between me and b'nei Yisrael, v'lei bein akum, a sign between me and Yisrael and not between me and the nations of the world. Because Shabbos was not given to the nations of the world, it was given to only Israel. Actually, the Torah Temima brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Not only it was not given to the nations of the world, but they are not allowed to make a Shabbos for themselves. They are not allowed to partake in Shabbos, the Gemara brings. L'deire Seichem, and it is a sign that will be forever. And that the Mechilta brings, Shinogo Adova L'deire Seichem Le'olam. Shabbos will be with you forever. And the Mechilta explains, in Oshud Aleph, Magi Che'en Shabbos B'Telem Yisrael. Shabbos will never cease from Israel. וכן אתה מאיצי שבכל דבר שנוסנו ישראל נפשו מולנו, אולוב. And so do we find that on everything that Israel were prepared to give their lives for example, Shabbos, Mila, Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, Tfilo, הרי אלו נזכיומו ביודום וניטולין. They would last forever. וכל דבר שלי נוסנו ישראל נפשו מולוב. But those mitzvahs that Yisrael were not prepared to give their lives on, then leinis kayama biyodom, they did not last. Shabbos was for the mitzvahs that Yisrael was prepared to give their lives for. And therefore, le'olam, eina betela le'olam, it will be a sign between me and you forever. It will always be with Yisrael. Then further, it states, l'das, in order to know that I am the God who has sanctified you. What does it mean in order to know? The Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Masechta Shabbos, please. A minute ago. Yeah, thank you. The Gemara says, Craig, was this one supposed to be a pious? The Gemara says, V'omar ova b'machsho, omar avchama b'aguyo, omar morav. Hanesein matona lechaveirei, tzorech lehidioi. If you give a gift to a person, then you have to make it known, you have to tell him that what you gave him. We're not speaking Tesvis bring for not speaking where you give someone stoker. There it's a mitzvah not to tell him. Because if you give someone charity, if he knows who it's coming from, that's an embarrassment to him. But we're speaking about a matona, a gift, an os chibon, a sign of friendship, a sign of love. You give someone a gift, then it's a mitzvah to let him know who gave it to him. Why? Because the main purpose of the gift is not necessarily what you give him, but what it represents. It represents a friendship, a bond between two people. If you don't tell him who gave it to you, so then what is represented is totally missing. But how do we know this? So he says, we know this from Shenema Lodas Ki Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. Hashem said, this is a sign between me and you in order for you to know that I am the ones who sanctified you. So here he expressed that not only am I giving this to you, to Israel, but I want you to know that I am the one who is giving it to you and who is sanctifying you. So the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, Tanya nami hochi, ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, matona tova yesh li b'meis gnize. I have a wonderful gift in my treasure house. U'Shabbos Shemo. Its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakesh litno li Yisrael. I want to give it to Yisrael. Leich v'hodiyam. Go, he told Moshe to go and tell them that I'm giving it to them. In other words, he didn't give it so they should have it and not know who they are getting it from. So from here we learn that Hanesid Matona Lechaverei Tzorech Lahidiyoi. Mikan Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel, and then Reb Shimon Gamliel said, from here also we learn Hanesid Pas Letinek, if you give some bread to a child, Tzorech Lahidiyoi Li'imai, you must tell the mother, my Ovidle, what you did for the child. If you do a good thing for a child, let the mother know, in order that she can recognize the friendship that exists. Actually, Rashi, here in Chumash, adds another note. And Lodas, that I am giving you the Shabbos, and it's a sign that you of knowing. He says it not only refers that Yisrael should know, but also Ladas ha'umeis bo ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. But also, not only that you should know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you, but that the nations of the world also should know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Because the nations of the world see Yisrael resting on Shabbos. And only Yisrael keeps Shabbos. So from here they see the sanctification. And then we have the last word of the Pasuk, Mikadishchem. The Mechiltis writes a very important note. What does it mean? I am the Lord who has sanctified you. Le'elam habor. I am the one who gives you the sanctification of the next world. Where do I give you the sanctification of the next world? I give it to you through Shabbos, which is in this world. See? I sanctify you with the next world by giving you Shabbos in this world. What the Mechilta is referring to is that Shabbos is Me'ein Kedushas Eilam Habo. Shabbos carries with it the sanctification of the next world. And therefore, with the Shabbos, we can experience on this world the sanctification of the next world, not the total, minute amount of the sanctification of the next world. This is what the Mechilta says. Nimtza Lemeidin, Shu Me'en Kedushas Eilam Haba. From here we learn that Shabbos has the Kedusha of the next world, but on this world. V'cheinu Aimer, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, and when David HaMelech wrote, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Let, he wrote a song for the day of Shabbos, he was not only referring to our Shabbos, he was referring to the Shabbos L'Olam Shekula Shabbos, to the Shabbos of to the next world. But the next world we taste on this world through Shabbos. This is what it means, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, I am the Lord who sanctifies you by giving you Shabbos. Now, what is the explanation to all of this that we have learned? Firstly, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Guard Shabbos ki osi, beini uveinechem. It is a sign between us. What is a sign? A sign is a declaration, a horo, that there is something special between two people. Because something exists which is very special between these two people, they give a sign to each other to declare this, to demonstrate this, to represent it. Example, you have a chosen and a kala. A special bond exists between a chosen and a kala, which does not exist between they and others. So in order to declare this, in order to illustrate this to themselves, and to others perhaps also, but to themselves, they give a sign. For example, the chosen will give the kala ring. And this will be a sign that something, a special bond exists between the two. Or, for example, you have a king to his servant. The king has a servant, special servant, and he wants to distinguish him from his other servants because there's a special relationship, a special bond exists between him and this servant, which distinguishes this servant from all of the others. So he gives him a sign to show this. He can give him a special ring. He can give him a revir azov, like Paro gave to Yosef, a golden chain. Some type of sign which will distinguish and separate or perhaps elevate the other person from all others, to show that this special relationship exists. And so is it, Shabbos to Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Yisrael from all others. And he elevated Yisrael from all other nations. And he has a special relationship with Yisrael, which does not exist with any other nations. And he wanted to give them a hayro, a sign for this. A sign that they themselves will always be cognizant of it. And a sign that others will see also. This sign is Shabbos. Osi beini uveinechem. And this Shabbos that he gave them, what is it? It was a special kedusha, a special sanctity. Like it states, Osi beini uveinechem, l'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. I'm giving you this in order that you should know that I sanctify you like no other one, like no other nation. In the next pasuk, it also states, Ushmartem es HaShabbos. No, excuse me. It states in the Kikedu Kikodish Hulachem. In a pasuk right in this parsha. Kikodi in the next pasuk, Ushmartem es HaShabbos, Kikodish Hulachem. it is Kodesh to you. So the Mechilta says on this Pasuk, Shahashabbos Mesefes Kedusha Yisrael. What does it mean, Kodesh? Kodesh hi lochem. It is Kodesh to you. It will add Kedusha, it will add sanctity to you. Now this sanctity, though, is not the ordinary sanctity that we speak about. It was an extraordinary sanctity. What was it? It was Kedushas Olam Haba Be'Olam Hazeh. The sanctity of the next world in this world. See? That's what's so special. Besides all of the mitzvahs which I give you, which will sanctify you. See? Negative commandments, positive commandments. Besides the Torah, I have something, a Matona Tova, which is a wonderful gift, which has a special sanctity. And I want you to have this. And it will be a sign of the special relationship, of the special love that I have for between myself and only you. That no one else will have it. Ushabishmo, and his name is Shabbos. And I want you to know, I don't only want you to have it, but you should know that it's special, and why I'm giving it to you, because you're special to me. And what is it? What does it do? What does it have in it so special that other things do not have it in it? Mikadishchem, it will sanctify you with Kedushas Olam Haba Be'Olam Hazeh. It will bring to you in this world the sanctity of the next world. And this is what the Chazal say, Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste, a spectrum into the next world, but on this world. And what is the explanation in this? The explanation in this is as follows. Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world and the upper worlds. The Olam HaTachton, the Olam HaElyon. This world he created in 6 days. Sheish Yishmei HaMeloch. The 6 days of work. This world is a physical world. It's what we would call a physical world, a secular world. It does not have Kedusha sanctity inherent in it. Then he created another world, an Olam Elyon, a spiritual world. That world is a non-physical world. It's all spiritual. That has no physical matter in it whatsoever. Now, these two worlds should not theoretically be able to coexist and get along with each other very well. Because one is all physical without any spiritual level, and the other is all spiritual without any physical level. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to build a bridge between the two worlds. He would build a bond in order that the two worlds can coexist as one. What did he do? He created Shabbos. And Shabbos was on the seventh day. Now, as we mentioned, this world, its makeup comes from 6 days. Sheishish yomim osa Hashem es kol es malachte. 6 days he worked. The makeup of this world is six. The upper worlds, their makeup is a minimum of eight. like we've mentioned at times. Because, for example, it states on the Torah that the Torah that comes from the upper worlds that was given after 7 weeks, after we went out of Egypt, we counted 7 weeks. 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer. And in the beginning of the 8th week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Or it's higher, states Olam Haba is represented by the Yud, which is 10. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a dimension that was right between the two worlds. And this is why he created it on the 7th day. 7th day is something which is beyond the physical world, because the makeup of the physical world was the Sheisha Shemei Malocha, Sheisha Shemei Mosa Hashem Asam Komalachte. So it's beyond somewhat the physical world. But it does not reach the spiritual world yet, because the spiritual world only begins with the dimension of 8. So it served as a bridge between the two worlds. And therefore Shabbos was able to join the two worlds where one would touch the next. This is the Bechina of the Yom HaShvi, the 7th day. Actually, the 7th day, the word Shvi, the Maral brings, comes from the word Sova. Sova means to be full and complete. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he finished all of his work on the 6th day, the world was not complete yet. It was still lacking. Only with the 7th day did it become complete. Because now his plan was complete. He had not made 2 separate worlds, but he joined the 2 worlds together. And this is why Shabbos is known as the day of completion, Tshova, and also Sholem. And also we find that it states, Bo Shabbos, when Shabbos came, totality came and Sholem came. We see an emphasis on Sholem on Shabbos. For example, the Gemara brings a Masechta to Shabbos. We light candles on Shabbos. The Sholem Bayis, that there should be a dimension of Sholem. Because Sholem is totality. And this is what Shabbos brought to the worlds. Now, to go further with this, it comes out that Shabbos has a unique quality. It has a quality where it touches this world, and it has a quality where it touches the next world. It's from both worlds. It's not like this world itself, the 6 days, which are only physical. And it's not like the world to come, which is only spiritual. But it has from both worlds in it. If it has from both worlds in it, then Shabbos must be a combination of the physical and the spiritual. Of the combination of the Gashmi and the Bilti Gashmi. And this is what we find in Shabbos. Where do we find this? The source of this is by the Mon. States as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he do for Shabbos? By Vorech Yisai, by Kaddish Yisai. He blessed it and he sanctified it. Now these are 2 words which are contradictory. Because Vayavorech Brocha means that you give it physical blessing. By Kadesh, Kodesh means that you separate it from the physical world, you elevate it from the physical world. For example, the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokom Kodesh, you went up to it. Brocha always means the growth of physical bounty. So the Gemara Darshans, Baruch Hu b'mon, Kitshu b'mon. He blessed it with mon, and he sanctified it with mon. Baruch Hu b'mon, he blessed it with mon. Every day one portion fell. On Shabbos there was a double portion. Okay? That was the Baruch Hu. Kitchu b'mon, he sanctified it with mon. Shabbos Shabbos leyodu kol ikar. On Shabbos, the mon didn't come at all. We say Shabbos, a double portion came, and it didn't come at all. A double portion came, but it didn't come at all. It came on Friday. So we see that Shabbos has both of these qualities. It has the quality of brocha, which is physical brocha, and it has the quality of kedusha, which is a spiritual uplifting, an uplifting from the physical world. And therefore a double portion of mon came, but on Shabbos no mon came. It fell on Friday for Shabbos. This is why the Chazal tell us that we find two types of mitzvahs on Shabbos. What are the two mitzvahs? Zohar v'shomor. Zohar eshema Shabbos lekapshei, that you should remember Shabbos. That's a mitzvah esse, positive commandment. That tells us that we're supposed to do positive things on Shabbos. Shomor es Shabbos lekapshei, you shall guard Shabbos. That's a mitzvah leisase, a negative commandment. That tells us that we should abstain from doing things on Shabbos. Zohar tells us that we're supposed to make Shabbos different than other days by doing things on Shabbos. We enjoy ourselves on Shabbos. We dress up nicely. We light more lights. We eat good food. That's the Zohar. In that way we distinguish Shabbos, because it's a day of better brochas than other days of the week. Shomor, and then we also distinguish Shabbos from the rest of the days, where we abstain. We do not do work. The Lamedes Melochas, the 39 types of work. That comes from the source which we were speaking about. If we go deeper with this, the Medrash tells us in Parshas Bereishis that these two dimensions in Shabbos actually, what it's doing is one dimension brings the next world into this world. The other dimension brings this world up to the next world. We said that Shabbos was the link between the two worlds. So one dimension brings the next world with Hashem into this world, and the other dimension is Makarev, brings this world with Yisrael into the next world, closer to the next world. This is what these two dimensions are. This is what is happening with these two dimensions. Now, we find that Shabbos was given two names. It was called a Kala. Fine, it's called Shabbos Kala. And it was called a Malka, a queen. A queen is not a Kala, and a Kala is not a queen. So why was it called these two names? So the answer is, the Maral explains. The Medrash gives an illustration. A kala brings, let's say a king has a new bride, and he builds a beautiful palace for her, and he puts her into the palace. The bride is going to bring the king into the palace. If there would be no bride there, the king wouldn't come. But because there is a bride, so therefore the king comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos to Israel. Because there's a Shabbos, he comes into this world. He can now identify with this world. Like we said, the upper world can come down into this world. Before, it couldn't identify it. It was totally a physical world. This is the dimension of Shabbos Kalo. Then there's a second dimension of Shabbos, a queen. A queen is just the opposite. If a person goes to a queen, he actually has to elevate himself from his surroundings. You don't walk into a palace to a king or a queen the way you walk into the marketplace. He has to elevate himself and separate himself from his surroundings in order to go to the king or the queen. Shabbos being a queen, which means it represents the higher worlds, this elevates this world and elevates Israel to the next world. So it's working in both fashions. It's bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the higher worlds into this world, and with that comes all of the brocha, and it's bringing this world up high, elevating it to the next world, and from there comes your kedusha, your sanctity, your shomer. So this is why Shabbos is referred to both as a kala and a malko. Now, this gift was appropriate only for Israel, a gift like this. It was not appropriate for any of the other nations, because to come to a gift like this, you had to be on a very, very high level. And therefore, the Israel nitno v'leil umas, given to Israel and not the nations of the world. Because it was given to Israel, and we go through this process where the Shabbos can bring the next world into this world, and it can bring this world up to the next world, so the whole world benefits from it. But there had to be a recipient, and that was Israel. And this is what is meant by the Chazal that states, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a ben zug. He created a mate for every day. For Sunday, he created a mate, and that was Monday. For Tuesday, he created a mate, and that was Wednesday. For Thursday, he created a mate, and that was Friday. Shabbos was left alone. So Shabbos came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribbono shel Olam lechol nivra ben zug chutz mimeni. You created a mate for everyone except me. Why did you leave me alone? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, your mate is Israel. It's to teach us that Shabbos could not associate or identify or make a bond with anyone or everyone but to Israel. And because Israel is Shemer Shabbos and Zecher Es HaShabbos, so then they brings the brochas of Shabbos to the whole world. Now therefore it's called the Matonic Dola. Matonic Dela Yeshli Bebeis Ginzei. I have a wonderful, wonderful gift, and I want to give it to Israel. But I want him to know that this gift is not for everyone, and I don't give it to everyone. So I want him to know what I think of them, and that's why I'm giving it to them. Therefore, Osi Beini Uveinechem, it's a sign only between me and Israel, L'dei Reseichem, forever, it'll never become bottle, never cease, But Lodas, go tell them, Ki ani Hashem ikadishchem, that I am giving them this sanctity, not like mitzvahs, which many times mitzvahs are decrees, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezer, but this is a matono. Okay? It's going to give them a sanctity of the next world in this world. Kodeshi lochem. It adds kedusha, sanctity, to them all of the time. And therefore, go tell them. And also, the nations of the world will know the special bond that I have with them when they see Yisrael guarding Shabbos. Now, a little further, it states, Vishomru v'nei Yisrael sa'shabbos, la'aseisa sa'shabbos da'dei resham b'ris elom. That the B'nai Yisrael, this is Pasuk Tezayin, the B'nai Yisrael guarded Shabbos, and they kept Shabbos all of the generations, b'ris olam, a covenant forever. Now here Shabbos is called more than an osh, more than a sign. It's called a covenant. Now this is what we're speaking about. Not only is it a sign, but it became a special bond between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It became the bond because he gave it only to them, but it also became the bond because it could. And with this, they became bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them and to the entire world. Now we find that the bris, a covenant, is mentioned by three things. It's mentioned by Shabbos, it's mentioned by Milo, and it's mentioned by the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Israel, it's also referred to as a bris. Now, the bris Mila and Shabbos actually preceded the covenant of Torah. Mila was given to Avraham Avinu long before the Torah was given to Israel. Shabbos was given to Israel in Moro after they came out of Egypt, before they went to Har Sinai. Shabbos was from the single mitzvahs that were given to Israel. Only later was the bris milah, was the Torah given. So we see there were three brisim, three covenants. The ultimate one was the Torah, but two were given before, as if they were earlier covenants, preparations for the later covenant. And that was Shabbos and Bris Milah. And also, the Gemara brings in the Dorim, Perigimel of the Dorim, the Gemara says both on Bris Milah and on Shabbos, Ishkula Keneged Kol HaTorah, is equal to the entire Torah. If someone keeps the Bris Milah, it's as if he's keeping the entire Torah. And if someone keeps Shabbos, it's as if he's keeping the entire Torah. And the reason for that is because each one is considered a covenant, a bond in its own right with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the morale in his HaKadosh HaShas, the Masechet Nedarim, he explains further. He says the purpose of a bris, of a covenant, is two people, when they make a covenant between themselves, they want to unite themselves. Unite themselves totally. There should be a union between themselves, and no one else should enter into that union. Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though he's the creator of the whole world and all of the people, but he wants a special union with Israel. He wants a special covenant Beini uBeinichem, between me and you. And therefore, he made a bris, a covenant, a union, an ichud, a oneness between Israel and himself, and that no one else should enter in. But now the question is, why three? See, why did he make three covenants? So he says as follows. in order that there should be a covenant, a oneness, then Yisrael has to be in totality. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the ultimate of perfection, the ultimate of totality. And you can't have two things identifying with each other if they're not similar. So Yisrael also have to be total and complete. These three covenants that we're referring to, each one brings a totality to Klal Yisrael. Mila, besides being individual mitzvahs, see, besides being an individual mitzvah, they are all encompassing mitzvahs. They bring an all-encompassing totality to Yisrael. Like we see, the Gemara said that it's kula keneged kol mitzvahs. From an aspect, it's equal to all mitzvahs. Now, mila is the hashlamas haguf. Mila brings totality to the physical body of the person. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. It's a mitzvah that is fulfilled in the physical body of the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, I want to give you the mitzvah of mila. He said, Ve'yehei tomim, and you will be total. You will be complete. So that's the physical hashlamah. Torah brings the ultimate of perfection through the mind of the person. See, when he studies Torah, he comes to the ultimate perfection of a person from the aspect of his intellect. What is Shabbos? Shabbos brings the ultimate perfection to the nefesh ha'odom. To the nefesh ha'odom means to the breath of life which is in the person. And now he becomes total legamri. He is total and he has a bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all aspects. This is the purpose of the three brisim, the three covenants. Now this, that we say that Shabbos refers to the nefesh of the person. Why? Because Shabbos is when we abstain from malocha, we abstain from work. Work is movement, tenua. Movement comes from the life that's in the person. It's interesting to note that when work stops, that's called menucha. Menucha comes from the word noch. It means to stop. The word menucha, noch, means to stop. Because malocha, work, is tenua, to move. All movement comes from the life that's in the person. An example, when the life leaves the person, he's a domen, he's still. He doesn't move. So movement comes from the life that's in the person. Shabbos was when he rested, and that's in regards to the nefesh ha'odom. That's why it states in the Pasuk, in our Parsha, it states, Ubayem hashvi shavas vayinofash, on the seventh day you shall rest vayinofash. Inofash means you shall rest and become recharged. See? You should become refreshed from the word nefesh. Now the Gemara in Masechta Beitza brings this posuk, but it darshans it a little differently. But meanwhile, it tells us a principle. The Gemara in Beitza daf Tezayin Omer Aleph states, Omer Reb Shimon Lakish. Reb Shimon Lakish said, Neshama Yisera Neisein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'odem Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person an extra neshama. Actually, the gist of the moral is not neshama yisera, but nefesh yisera. But what it means is that Erev Shabbos, Hashem gives to a person an extra dimension of life. Rashi says, what is this nefesh yisera or neshama yisera? So Rashi says, Rechev Lev. He gives them a broader heart. Lemenucha. So he can rest. Ulesimcha. So he can enjoy himself. Lies Pasuach Lervocha. So he will be open. See, when a person is worried, when a person is under pressure, so that's called Sora. Sora comes from the word narrows, straits. When a person is broadened out, he's opened. That's from the word Revach, Harvocha. We say we are Vichenu, we call Seiru Seinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open us up, free us, broaden us from all of our tzoros. So this Harvocha, Rechev Lev, is the Nefesh Yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And then the Yechal V'Yista, he'll be able to eat a lot. Person's worried, but he's daigud, can't eat, can't drink. See, Shabbos will give him a hearty appetite where he can eat, V'Yista, he can drink, nefesh kotzalov, and he won't get tired of the eating or the drinking or the simcha. That's the Nefesh Yisera. So Reish Lakish said that on Erev Shabbos, Neshama Yisera Neishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bodem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nefesh Yisera to a person, an extra dimension of life in him. L'Meitzei Shabbos, Neitli Neisei Memo. On Meitzei Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, he comes and he takes it away from him. That's the reason why we use the B'Shamim. We use a good Reach, a good scent on Meitzei Shabbos to fill the void that the Nefesh Yisera has left. Shenemar Shabbos Vayinofash, he brings our posuk, and he darshins as follows. Shabbos, once Shabbos is ended, Vayinofash, voy avdo nefesh. Oi, I've lost part of my nefesh after Shabbos. So we see that when it comes to Shabbos, nefesh yisera, neshoma yisera, nitna l'odom. What is this nefesh yisera? This is part of the next world. So part of the next world comes to the person. And this world, that's what the Mechilta said, that I will sanctify you, Mekadishchem, with the Kedusha of next world and this world. And that's an addition, a totality of the Nefesh HaAdam. That becomes full. So Bris Mila was the covenant of the body. Torah was the covenant of the mind. Shabbos was the covenant of the nefesh, of the life that's in the person. And with all of these three covenants, then a person is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the matona. Incidentally, the Medrash brings in Bereishis, it says, Borchu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless Shabbos, b'me'or ponov. A person's face has a different radiance on Shabbos than the rest of the week. That goes from the brachas of Shabbos. But that comes from the Nefesh Yisera, see, from the additional dimension of Nefesh that's in the person. So these are some thoughts on what Shabbos is. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ach eshopsai sai tishmoru, that even though the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is so important, but it's like the building of the world, Shemayim Oretz. And when I built the world, the heavens and the earth, I took time off for Shabbos. You also have to take time off for Shabbos, and how much more so though than when you build your own things. Because ki osi, I didn't give this to everyone. I made it at Brisi. Bris la'olam, I made it as a covenant between you and me. And it's a sign between you and me forever. Ladas, that you should know, and others will know, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, that with this I gave you a very special matona. that you will have the sanctity and the brocha of the next world in this world on Shabbos. These are a few thoughts of Shabbos, which we all enjoy and brings brocha into all of our homes.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.